This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
2:37 on a Friday. Thank you so much for being by the channel. We're the Sweet Spots, and we will be heading to San Francisco this weekend. We're Super Bowl 60 next week, live on Radio Row with all of our ticket brethren. Be there. Why Today Doesn't Suck and the Hard Line is coming up in just a little bit, but Monty is going to give us the best of the rest with this week's NIT break.
Thank you so much, Sean. I have six candidates.
Ooh,
shocker, I know. And we will vote to determine who is the best of the rest. We will have to play it by ear if we're going to get a full helping of Dave. But we will start with candidate number one here. And this is Baldy, Morning Ticker Man.
Hey, guys.
And I'll be honest with you. I think Baldy deserves a little credit here because he screws up during a ticker. And rather than continuing to mess up what he's trying to say, he just moves on.
Good.
But it's still pretty funny.
Ticker brought to you by Sante Center for Healing and Brad Thomas, Texas Day Brazil Sports Biz. Mavs and Hornets back at the AAC tonight to take on, or Mavs back. PJ Washington says he's still working hard to make his way back from injury.
It's tough. I mean, obviously, we haven't really played basketball a lot.
Yeah, he stumbled and then he kept his balance and picked up the first down.
A lot of people would have insisted I'm getting Mavs and Hornets playing tonight. He just said, nope, PJ Washington wants to tell you this.
Panic and go to the cut.
Yeah. It's like when your TV is buffering and then it just skips ahead a little bit. So that's totally fine.
And Brad Thomas, Texas Day Brazil Sports Biz. Mavs and Hornets back at the AAC tonight to take on, or Mavs back. PJ Washington says it's still working.
Oh, I missed about 10 seconds there, but it's okay.
Yeah, you're like, screw it.
Did I actually hit the 10-second forward
button? Jump ahead?
Good job, Baldy.
But
it is a little bit of an e-break, pal. Candidate number two here on the NIT break. The man that takes the ticker baton from Baldy, it's Lando.
Yes.
Yes,
land man.
What did I do?
I know you think you had a kick-ass week, but you did have one little blemish. And that was last Friday during Just a Sip.
Oh, boy.
We kind of heard something like this during e-break proper. You tried to deliver a joke, and no one on the crew, the invasion, cared.
All right, so this next one, this is Martin House. And Martin House Brewing is over in Fort Worth. And this is the one that is spot on for this weekend. It's called King of the Mountain.
Yeah!
And I mean, it tells you straight up on the can, it's a 6% beer. It's a hot chocolate-inspired porter brewed with cocoa powder and marshmallows.
What?
So this should taste like hot chocolate in a glass.
That's a great can. Can I see the can?
It is a cool can.
It smells delicious.
Yeah, show Donnie your cans.
Nobody? All right.
He didn't look. And it tastes like hot chocolate with marshmallows.
What a meek.
Nobody. Show them your cans.
All right.
Like, you didn't
the timing was there, and then.
But you didn't give them a chance to, like, react. You just knew that they weren't going to give you a thing. You're like, anybody? Nothing?
It smells delicious.
Yeah. Show down on your cans.
And Travis saying it smells delicious. Nobody? There was something there.
I absolutely love nobody. This. Nobody. All right.
Nobody?
All right. Nobody? All right.
Greatness. Drop machine Lando.
You tried, Lando. But then you were so happy to deliver your grandpa joke. Yeah, show Donnie your cans like boobs.
Yeah.
No? All right.
You guys like boobs, right?
Big gulps, huh?
See you later.
Uh-huh.
See you later.
All right. There is Lando. He is candidate number two. Candidate number three here is one Matt Birmingham. I am putting this on him, even though he might protest. Won't matter. But when a lot of you guys were broadcasting from home, there was a bit of a technical malfunction, and Ham, I'm going to say, just panicked and threw it to break.
Oh, no.
I thought it made Seattle's secondary look kind of ordinary, and I don't think you haven't seen that this year. Their whole defense is really good, and the times that they played L.A., it made it seem like their secondary was a weak link on their defense, and it's not.
Mm.
You did it.
You finally told her yes to that big, fun trip.
So not even a 5-10 second, let's see what's going on here, just break.
I'm going to raise my hand for a foul, because I was talking to Ham in the control room while that happened.
We were previewing audio.
Yeah.
And then when nobody speaks on the station.
And it felt like a lot longer than that. We were like, oh no, are they gone? And then...
And it was a natural pause, so you kind of just think, is Matt waiting,
like,
and thinking about what his next big point and hot take is going to be?
But why not vamp for a second with the ticker guy and see if they come back?
Just ask Lando what's on the show today.
He doesn't know.
He didn't look.
Nobody? All right. Anyway.
Yeah, just have Lando ask that next time it drops. Nobody? Okay.
Well,
the ticket.
I appreciate you trying to take some of the heat off Ham. But that was his primary job, was to be paying attention.
That is true.
So Ham is the one getting nominated with help from Sean.
Yeah.
Candidate number four here is one Matt McLaren. He says something that maybe could have been offensive. Not really, but they all acted like it was.
She bought sleds. Or bought them.
To be fair, it's true.
Like, just, I think it was in the summer. She's like, we're going to need these. There's going to be another snowstorm. I'm like, we're never going to use those. Well, sure enough.
Here we are.
You've used them twice.
Right.
Three times. So every time it snowed, they grab those things out of the attic and off they go.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's like people that have China. I mean, you might only use that every so often.
Yeah.
But yet you've got it in your house, and some people, it's like their entire dining room is a chine display.
What? A chine? China.
China. Whoa. Display of China.
I feel like I'm offended. I just don't know.
China display.
No disrespect.
I feel like
how
that is a thing of the past.
Like, maybe there's just a new 2026 display. Offensive term, but that just didn't feel right.
I think he was going to say Chinese, and he stopped himself.
I do, too.
Well,
he's going Asian. For China, he's thinking Chinese.
Yeah. At least it wasn't Japanese.
China. Yeah, that would have been worse.
It wasn't, no disrespect.
It wasn't, hey, Asian.
Jay Moore.
Hey, Asian.
That's what Sean says when he's getting his nice plates out.
Yeah, hey, Asian.
He was saying agent. We all know this. Always still, get those two confused.
It stopped down the invasion, so Matt McLaren is candidate number four. Candidate number five here on the NIT break is one Corby Davidson. Just always putting down women. That's what he does.
I love it. That guy, I like the guy.
The producer,
the guy in the
off
background,
camera.
I'm like, what?
He knew.
One more.
So.
Pete, is it jacket off weather tonight? Matt Brown. Matt?
Pardon?
Yep, pardon me?
Yeah.
Jacket off tonight, Matt. That's exactly right.
And then we had his assistant, not his assistant, she was a meteorologist here in town. She went to work for the Weather Channel.
She was not an... Give her some credit. She didn't, like, pick up Pete's dry cleaning.
Way to go, Snake.
Colleen
Coyle.
She
was a professional.
She was really good. Good enough to get hired by the Weather Channel. And we had her on one time, and we were talking about that, and we got her to say that.
You know that...
Well, she was a woman,
intern.
So probably just an assistant.
You know his weather stewardess? You know her?
That old skirt that Pete had working for him.
Jack it off.
She now does the same thing at the Weather Channel. Just assisting.
They're on the same level.
Assisting all the men.
She's the main weather wench.
Corby's just so old school.
Oh, man.
He hates seeing women in power. And that's why he is candidate number five. And lastly here, this will be all kind of one e-break in general. But it's Dave at home. And we'll start with the first time the little Stabler child disrupts what's going on. And then we'll play later on. Both times, though, you'll hear Corby not having it.
Definitely Jay did. He told us on Friday when we were leaving that he was staying up there at that hotel that's...
Yes, as I just said.
With I realize you just said that, and I'm telling the story. But he said that he was... bringing his Xbox over to the hotel room and like making a big weekend of it. Well, and then he's got a is that a live kid?
Yeah.
Yes, he is alive, and he's sitting next to me.
Oh, is that a good idea?
Well, I don't have another choice right now.
What? Let me get this straight.
Go, Dave.
You're doing a professional, world-renowned radio show in a house.
Uh-huh.
And you have no other option but to have your toddler sitting next to you near the mic.
Well, his daycare is closed, and his mother is on a conference call right now that is more important than my radio show.
Unbelievable!
Is she trying to hire a head coach?
Yeah, yeah, she's part of the Titans search committee.
The Raiders, sir. She's part of the Raiders search committee.
So that's part one. That's where initially it gets going. Corby already a little perturbed.
Yeah. The Well Show.
Or perturbed, as a wise man once said.
Good point. Here is part two of Little Stabler interrupting the Hardline.
Yeah, money cures a lot of problems. And I think it would take, whenever you got to that point, it would take Patrick Dumont making a personal apology. Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm a coach.
Dave, it's just the most Dave thing ever.
I can take the rest of the day off if you'd like. Well, what do you want me to do? Put him in the dog crate?
We'd still hear him.
Yeah. Put the blanket over it.
Put him in front of a TV? I don't know. Do what other parents do. Let him watch TV.
Does the blanket trick work?
Why does he have to sit with you? Does he not like TV?
Uncle Bob and Uncle Corby will help you work this out.
He has a very limited attention span for TV.
Just go.
Can try. I can try. I can try.
No, tell him.
Tell him to get ready. We got some football to talk about here.
Yeah. I mean, who would ever think that staying at home with a 2-year-old right next to you during a radio show would ever be impacted?
Okay, so you know what? I'm going to get in the car and risk my life to get down there for the next segment. How about that?
Man. Oh, just so much tension.
Snow days are the best.
Also, Ham.
There might have been some day drinking in there, too, it sounds like.
A child is not a parakeet. You can't just put
the blanket.
That's the same thing.
That was the best part. Yeah, just put a blanket over him. He'll stop talking.
If only that worked. If only.
All right. So there is the Davey twofer to round it out. Let's vote. Is it Baldy?
Beavy?
Baldy messing up and catching himself. Is it no one caring about poor little Lando? Is it jumping the gun Ham? Is it Chine Matt? Is it hates women Corby or Davey the dad? Let's start our voting today with Ham.
Let's go with Dave creating his kid.
All right, Sean.
I'm going to go with Lando's tight five.
All right. Mino.
Let's go Hardline 6.0 with Dave and Wells.
Lando?
I, too, felt like I was in coach.
All right. You know what? Dave wins, but I'll throw Lando a little pity vote here to give him two. But Dave does win. That is three votes for him.
Lando takes pity, by the way, ladies.
I absolutely do.
You've seen that.
Ladies.
That gives Dave... Where is Dave?
I think he's in the meeting room.
Oh, no.
The dope walker.
Oh, Dave now has 10.
Okay.
So he is at double digits, but he still needs four more to catch him.
All right. Congrats, Dave. Shout out Wells for being a part of it.